A suspected double agent was denied bail yesterday in Los Angeles. She will have to wait in prison to face trial for allegedly unauthorized copy and transfer of classified information to China. Her FBI handler and alleged lover is free on bail. NPR's Rachel Miro reports from Los Angeles.
Those who know Katrina Leung say the Chinese-born American businesswoman has a talent for bringing people together. She sits on a lot of boards, raises money for Republican campaigns, and hosts parties featuring Chinese dignitaries as well as local politicians. She's also fluent in English, Mandarin, and Cantonese. About 20 years ago, the FBI tapped Leung to spy for the U.S. Now the agency claims Leung was a double agent, sharing classified material with the People's Republic of China.
She did know an amazing array of people. If you were active in the Chinese-American community, you would know Katrina Leung.
Democratic Assemblywoman Judy Chu has known Leung for 10 years through the Monterey Park Tuan Zhou Sister City Association. Chu, like many Chinese Americans familiar with Leung, is skeptical about the FBI's claims, recalling another case, that against former Los Alamos National Laboratory scientist Wenho Li. Dr. Li was accused of, but never actually charged with, providing nuclear weapon information to the Chinese government.
It's too easy to paint Chinese Americans as spies. There is a stereotype already that Chinese Americans are perpetual foreigners. I myself have been asked, where do you come from, even though I was born here? Or you speak English so well.
But in this case, Leung isn't the only target. The man who recruited her, one of the FBI's most senior Chinese counterintelligence agents, is also on the hot seat, charged with gross negligence. According to the affidavit prosecutors filed with the court, James Smith began having an affair with Leung soon after they began working together. The FBI also attests he repeatedly provided her access to classified documents, although he may not have known she was borrowing them from his briefcase and copying them. Loyola Law Professor Laurie Levinson says the case raises a number of questions.
Well, I think it'll be very interesting to see what are the classified documents that they're worried about, how far it went, how many other agents might have been involved, why didn't other agents see what was going on, why weren't there enough controls here. Has Leung actually been a double agent, or was she someone who worked for our agency and didn't get enough direction?
Another FBI agent raised concerns about Leung with Smith in 1991, but that man, identified by various sources as William Cleveland Jr., was also allegedly having an affair with Leung. Cleveland has not been charged in the case, but he resigned last week as director of security for Lawrence Livermore National Laboratory, the California nuclear weapons research facility. Top FBI officials have told Congress Leung may have compromised every Chinese counterintelligence case since 1991. That would include everything from a frustrated attempt to bug a high-level Chinese plane to efforts to pin down nuclear secrets allegedly stolen from Lawrence Livermore. Again, Laurie Levinson.
How much of their hand in terms of how they, use spies against the Chinese are they going to feel they need to show to prove this case? Because at some point, it may not be worth it.
While Smith is now out on bail, Leung will have to wait for the upcoming trial in prison. U.S. Magistrate Judge Victor Kenton ruled she was a potential flight risk for a number of reasons, chief among them her sizable unreported financial assets overseas. Both Leung and Smith face maximum sentences of 10 years. But even before the cases are tried, FBI officials say they're already assessing the possible damage to Chinese espionage and domestic investigations over the last two decades. Rachel Miro, NPR News, Los Angeles.